This summer, Lee, Massachusetts will become the next Berkshire County community to host an adult-use marijuana retailer. Canna Provisions, which cleared its final regulatory hurdle in May, will open soon in the town of around 6,000 just off the Mass Pike. CEO Meg Sanders is the former head of Mindful, a Colorado chain of marijuana dispensaries. She says the company has hired more than 40 full-time employees to work in Lee. She spoke with WAMC about the investments her company is making in Lee and what it's been like working with the town.
We're also investing in a cultivation location here in Lee, which we are currently in the permitting stage, and we'll be growing our own cannabis flowers as well as an infused product kitchen in Sheffield. And one of the biggest pieces of our commitment to the Berkshires in general is a real commitment to local growers, local craftsmen, local bakers and chocolate makers and that kind of thing. And what I mean by that is we are going to help small-scale growers, so growers that, you know, maybe have a tiny plot of land at their home or at their farm here in the Berkshires, and help them get through the process of licensing and then provide an outlet for all of their plant material to come through. And we really think that that kind of focus on the farmer right here in Western Massachusetts is a great way to go, and it's the right thing to do. With regards to infused products, we are currently talking to several different very talented but, you know, small business-oriented chocolatiers and bakers and skincare manufacturers that want to infuse their products that they've already, you know, have a good following and know how to make really, really well, but infuse their products with cannabis oil and sell it through our dispensaries, providing a new outlet for their brand without having them quit their day job, so to speak. So bringing that local feel and flavor of a craftsman that's been doing their work here in Western Mass for a long, long time, and providing a brand new vertical for them without them having to go through a very expensive licensing process. And there's a lot to cannabis in general as far as a regulated market. There's security and there's compliance, and there's everything in between, and we want to shortcut that so that they have a kitchen that they can work in, a licensed facility that handles their packaging, their rules and regulations, and helps them get through manufacturing an actual product to distribute through our store, and hopefully it becomes so popular that it becomes distributed through others.
You're the first marijuana retailer in Lee, Massachusetts. What was it like working with the town to get your license to operate in Lee?
I worked with local jurisdictions all over the United States, and the town of Lee was an absolute pleasure to work with. They had tons of questions, as municipalities that are kind of entering this new space do, but they were very open to understanding exactly what the process was, what our experience in the cannabis business is in general, and feeling comfortable with what we were rolling out. I can say they were very efficient in their process, and we have nothing but full support from the town, and we are thrilled to be here. It's quite a different experience to be in a town that is so supportive, and literally, like, from the fire chief to the police chief to the select board to the local business owners, that every time they run into us in town, the first question out of their mouth is, "When are you opening? When are you opening?" So that's a very pleasant place to do business.
You mentioned your experiences working all over the United States. How does Massachusetts' marijuana culture, as it emerges, compare to other places in the country where marijuana is legal and available for adult use?
I can say that Massachusetts prides itself on being a highly regulated market, more so than any other market. And I went through Colorado from medical to adult use. In Nevada, the same thing. California, the same thing. And I would say that one thing that you can definitely say about Massachusetts rules and regs and the commission in general is that they're very thorough. And I think they're super thoughtful. I think it's just a process, and you have to work through the process. And once you understand that, it's something you can get your arms around. But it is highly regulated, and they're very, very serious about making sure the rollout happens exactly as they intend it to happen.
Part of the Cannabis Control Commission's mission in Massachusetts is to also suggest that marijuana establishments open up a social equity program of their own. Does CanVisions have at this time any plans to pursue a social equity program?
So, first of all, one of our commitments with regards to social equity was in our actual application to the state. And what that talks about is our commitment to hire from areas of disproportionate impact, to provide specific training in those areas. And one of our second location, by the way, is in an area of disproportionate impact, which is Holyoke, Massachusetts. I really think, you know, opening a business in an area that is specifically one of the high priority locations from social equity and from disproportionate impact standpoint is a great way to put your money where your mouth is. The other thing that we are currently working on is making sure that we are adequately addressing and committing to our volunteer plan, which we've already put in almost 85 man hours into volunteering in our local municipality, as well as substantial donations that will happen as soon as our business opens. We have received commitments to receive our funding from several locations in and around Lee, Massachusetts. With regards to actual social equity planning, one of the areas that we are currently exploring, and we've already done one test case, is for actually no fee helping a social equity customer or social equity applicant get through their local municipality and through their state-regulated application. And that's one of the biggest commitments we can make as far as using our expertise to help that exact group that the CCC is trying to put higher on the priority list through a very complicated process. And unless you have cannabis experience and application experience, it can be daunting. So that's one area that we're definitely looking at as well.